Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the 2023 Leapfrog ASC Town Hall call. I'm going to go ahead and put up some webinar instructions today while you're joining. Just go ahead and take a look. Make sure you know how to access the audio and where to access the slides and the recording following the presentation today. So again, welcome to the 2023 Leapfrog ASC Town Hall call. We'll get started in just a minute. Thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome to the 2023 Leapfrog ASC Town Hall call. If you're just joining us today, I have some webinar instructions up on my screen and we'll get started in just a minute. Welcome to the 2023 Leapfrog ASC Survey Town Hall call. I see there's still a few more people joining, so I'm going to give them just a couple more seconds. While you're waiting, if you want to take a look at the webinar reminders on our screen, and then we will get going. Thank you again for joining us today. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. My name is Missy Danforth. I'm the Vice President for Healthcare Ratings here at Leapfrog, and I'm really excited today to talk to you about the Leapfrog ASC survey. This is the second of two free town hall calls we're offering, and like always, both the slides and the recording will be available on our website following this presentation. If you're joining us today, make sure you can access the audio. You have two options. You can join using computer audio, or you can join using the phone by dialing in the toll-free 800 number and then entering the meeting ID as well as the participant ID. Please do remember to enter that participant ID if you're joining by phone. This will allow us to unmute you later if you want to ask a question verbally. Throughout today's presentation, please reserve the Zoom chat function for reporting technical issues only. We're going to be using the Zoom Q&A for questions throughout today's webinar. And as I mentioned, both the slides and the recording will be available on our website, leapfroggroup.org/ASC, following the presentation. Hopefully many of you by now are familiar with Zoom. We use it quite frequently here at Leapfrog. It allows us to be able to field questions throughout the presentation. We'll be doing that today. If you look at the bottom of your screen, you should see a Zoom toolbar. One of the options will be that Q&A icon. It's circled here. When you select that icon, you will get a pop-up box where you can type your questions and see our responses. Please remember that throughout the presentation, everyone will be able to review both your questions and our answers. And so if you have a question that you want to ask that you don't want to be public, please make sure you submit that to our help desk at helpdesk.leapfroggroup.org. We're gonna go ahead and make a transcript of the Q&A available along with the slides and the recording, but pay close attention because some of the questions may be answered live. Following the presentation, we'll also ask you to raise your hand if you'd like to come off mute and ask your question verbally. You'll see there at the bottom of my screen, there is an option to choose that raise hand icon. I'll be checking for those following the presentation. It'll give me the option to unmute you. When you have been unmuted, you can ask your question verbally. But as always throughout the presentation, please feel free to go ahead and use that Zoom Q&A. So let's get started. For those of you who may not be familiar with the LeapFrog group, I wanted to start by just giving you a brief introduction to who we are. We're a national not-for-profit. We're actually headquartered in Washington, D.C. And we were founded by large self-insured purchasers back in 2000 in direct response to the 1999 IOM report to Earth Human. The employers and purchasers that founded our organization were disturbed when they found out about the number of preventable deaths occurring in healthcare organizations across the country due to accidents, errors, injuries, and infections. They formed LeapFrog with a mission to trigger giant leaps forward in the safety, quality, and affordability of US healthcare by using transparency to support informed decision-making and value-based purchasing. Today, the data we collect and publicly report is used by healthcare consumers, as well as purchasers and employers, national and regional health plans, transparency vendors, researchers, and others. And these logos just represent a handful of our founding members. And these organizations still contribute to LeapFrog's ongoing operations and governance. The core of the work, however, that we do is done by our regional leaders. Regional leaders are business health coalitions around the country who LeapFrog has a formal relationship with. Their members, the largest employers in their markets, make up our national network of purchasers and employers. And hopefully some of these names look familiar to you. All of these organizations actively reach out and target ambulatory surgery centers to submit surveys every year. And so that means if you're in New Jersey, it's the New Jersey Healthcare Quality Institute that may be contacting your surgery center and asking you to complete the LeapFrog ASC survey. In Iowa, it's the Health Policy Corporation of Iowa. In Memphis, it's the Memphis Business Group on Health. And as you can see from these maps, these dark green areas represent where we have these formal relationships with these business health coalitions. They have a commitment not just to ask ASCs to submit the survey, but to use the survey results when they're publicly reported locally in their market, with their employer members, and in other ways to promote both transparency, patient safety, and quality. In addition to our regional leaders, those employers and purchasers that we work with, we also have a LeapFrog Ambulatory Surgery Center Advisory Committee. This advisory committee helps LeapFrog understand key issues related to safety, quality, and efficiency in surgery centers, and helps to ensure that our employer members have the best available data for decision-making. While the committee doesn't discuss the design or execution of the current survey, their deliberations do impact long-term plans as the annual survey evolves over time. And there's a list of our current members on our website. And again, you can access that when we distribute these slides. So why participate in the ASC survey this year? We've been really fortunate since 2019 to talk to a number of employers who are interested in using the data, as well as surgery centers who have had the experience in completing a survey. And we've learned some really important lessons that might resonate with you. First, ASCs want prominent positioning with employers, purchasers, and health plans. A lot of the surgery centers we talk to tell us that they consider themselves like small businesses, and they're actively trying to gain market share. There's no better way to get that positioning with key employers and purchasers in your market than by participating in the LeapFrog ASC survey. As Lee Lewis, who's the Chief Strategy Officer and General Manager of Medical Solutions at the Health Transformation Alliance, a cooperative of 58 leading employers in the US, he notes that LeapFrog gives critical information on quality and safety that employers cannot get anywhere else. Many employers are now working directly with ASCs to inform benefit strategies and contracting, and they expect transparent data on safety and quality. They're hunting for value, and while cost is certainly one aspect of that formula, safety and quality round out the equation. Others contracting and work traditional ways through third-party administrators and health plan also expect this data. And they've been frustrated to find a lack of valuable information they can use specific to freestanding ambulatory surgery centers. ASCs have told us that competitive peer benchmarking is important to them, and they have very little opportunity to do that based on other national initiatives, including CMS. The survey can be a check and balance for surgery centers. One ASC noted that before participating, they didn't have good insight into what other ASCs were doing nationally, and that participation in the survey helps them see what's important and if they were on the right track. And I'm going to show you later today some screenshots from our public reporting website so you can see how simple it is to do those comparisons, not just with other ASCs, but also with other hospitals who are also performing same-day procedures. We've also heard that some surgery centers are anxious to educate patients about their facility, and there's no better way to do that than to use objective third-party information from a trusted source like Leapfrog. As some AFCs have noted, there's a drive across the industry to show patients that ASCs deliver the same, if not better, level of care than hospitals provide. Most patients have a choice where they get their elective procedure. They're often scheduling these procedures weeks in advance. That gives them ample time to do the kind of shopping and comparisons that our public reporting website can really facilitate. We help provide essential data on both safety and quality, including surgical volumes, infections, and patient experience. So patients in your market who are trying to make sure they have safe, high-quality care can quickly and easily identify you as a source. Survey participation can also be used to galvanize improvement amongst your team. Dr. Mike Prevetti, who's the owner medical director at Carando Surgery Center in Las Vegas, noted that if he could summarize what Leapfrog did for their surgery center, it would be credibility through accountability. And we loved that, credibility through accountability. There is abundant evidence that transparency can galvanize change within an organization, and that public reporting provides surgery center leaders with an actionable tool to get their team on board. This level of accountability builds and sustains momentum. As the survey continues to evolve, and frankly, as patient safety and quality measurement within the ASC space continues to evolve. So let's talk a little about the survey itself. As many of you know, the ASC survey is voluntary. We ask you to participate, our employer and purchaser members ask you to participate. And in the past couple of years, several national health plans have also targeted the ASCs in their network to participate in the survey. So it's important that we've established clear, concise goals for this work that we're doing. First and foremost is we want to make sure that we're collecting data that's meaningful to purchasers and consumers. We want the data that we collect used. We want it used for decision-making, for value-based purchasing. We don't want it just sitting on the shelf. So we're committed to use evidence-based, nationally standardized measures of safety and quality so people could compare a surgery center in California to a surgery center in Massachusetts. And for some of our employer members that have covered lives in every single zip code in the country, that kind of cross-country comparisons is incredibly important to them. We ensure proper risk adjustment for measures when it's appropriate, particularly if it's an outcome measure. And we run a top-notch help desk to provide technical assistance so you have everything you need from start to finish. We publicly report data to inform purchasing and care decisions. And so that means that we specifically choose measures where performance gaps really matter. Right? And so that means that things like hand washing, which is known to prevent infections, and patient experience, which is known to be linked to certain patient safety outcomes, are two areas that we want to highlight through our survey because it's areas where we know that if there's a performance gap, that could really inform a patient's choice on where to receive care. It's also why we make our survey results available on a free public website. Nothing that Leapfrog does is behind a paywall. You can go to our website right now, ratings.leapfroggroup.org, and search for both hospitals and surgery centers. A third goal is to build on our work with purchasers, employers, and health plans to incorporate survey results into their member tools, their benefit design, direct contracting decisions, and value-based purchasing strategies. We're initiating pilots with our employer innovations panel focused on using the ASC survey results and continue to leverage relationships with our regional leaders, our employer members, our industry partners, and data licensees to accomplish many of these strategies. And then finally, because the data we collect is self-reported, we maintain the highest level of data integrity by implementing vigorous data verification protocols. And this helps health plans and others trust the data that we provide so they have the confidence to use it in meaningful ways. So that means that we require administrators to affirm each section of the survey before it can be submitted via our online survey tool. We've built in data review warnings to the online survey tool to help you catch early data entry or reporting errors. We have an extensive monthly data verification that we perform at our help desk, as well as doing monthly documentation requests, asking you to verify through documentation certain responses to your survey. And then finally, we've been doing virtual verification due to COVID for the past several years. But before that, we were doing on-site verification to add even an extra layer of verification and due diligence. The survey itself is open from April 1st to November 30th. And so we do offer this very flexible rolling submission period. And within that, we've built in some interim deadlines. So the survey has been open now for a couple months. And the absolute last time to submit a survey will be November 30th. As I've described, it's always free to participate in our survey. Your commitment, the resources you use, are really staffing resources to do the data collection and fill out the survey via the online survey tool. The results are publicly reported on a free website and nothing is behind a paywall. Measures on the survey are nationally standardized, again, because we have employers that have employees in every zip code in the country. And so they need to be sure that we have a trusted set of measures they can use to compare surgery centers, regardless of where they're located. Many of the measures we use are endorsed by the National Quality Forum, which means they've been tested for reliability and validity and been approved for use in public reporting and payment programs. Several of the measures we include on the survey are aligned with other national agencies and organizations, such as the AAAHC, the largest ASC accreditation organization, the Joint Commission, the second largest ASC accreditation organization, the CDC, and CMS. And that means if you're already familiar with some of the AAAHC or Joint Commission's accreditation standards, you're going to see a lot of that reflected in LeapFrog survey content. More information is available in the survey overview on our website, which is a PDF document that outlines a lot of important information about the survey. And I'm going to show you just a few screenshots of that right now. So as I mentioned, one of our focuses is alignment with other national organizations. This helps reduce redundancy and also helps reduce confusion in the market when multiple organizations have similar but differing measures or standards around a particular area. So LeapFrog's commitment is really towards alignment. So you can see here, we already have in sections 1 and 2, a handful of measures specifically aligned with the AAAHC. So if you're already meeting those accreditation standards, you're likely able to respond yes to those questions on LeapFrog's ASC survey. In addition, you can see this document includes information about whether the measure is applicable to pediatric facilities, whether it's reported on by HOPDs via the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, and how the results are publicly reported. So you can use this PDF document, which you can download from our website, to really get a quick snapshot of the content of the survey. It's outlined here by survey section and subsection, an indication of whether that measure is aligned with another organization, if it's applicable to pediatric facilities, if you're going to be able to compare your results, not only to other ASCs, but also to hospital outpatient departments. And then finally, information about how that is going to be scored and publicly reported on our website. Because, as I mentioned, we really want the survey results to be used. We help make sure that the information that we collect is not only useful to patients and their families, purchasers, employers, and health plans, but also to you and your staff and your organization. By completing the LeapFrog ASC survey, what you'll find is you're going to have a lot of the information and really structure for CMS's requirement that surgery centers have an ongoing quality program. While we know that not all surgery centers are currently participating with the Centers for Medicare and Medicare Services in order to be reimbursed for Medicare patients, we know many ASCs are doing this. And so if you are participating with CMS or thinking about participating with CMS, and you're going to have to meet this requirement of having an ongoing quality program, you can use the measures in the LeapFrog ASC survey to really form the basis of that program. We include a lot of important information about patient follow-up, informed consent, safe surgery checklists, medication and allergy documentation, as well as hand hygiene. These are some of the core areas and functions of any patient safety or quality program. And then finally, in some cases, we allow you to use data that you already have on hand. So for example, one of the main areas that we're collecting data on is patient experience. When we talk to patients and their families, as well as the purchasers and employers, they have an increased interest in patient experience in both hospitals, surgery centers, and other facilities that deliver healthcare. Rather than go out and create our own patient experience survey, we've decided to align with CMS and their decision to use the OAS CAP survey in both HOPDs and ASCs. This will soon be a requirement for ASCs that participate in CMS's ASCQR program. And so if you're already meeting that requirement or have that data available, you can use the same information to submit the LeapFrog ASC survey. If you're not participating with CMS or haven't started administering the OAS CAP survey, it's fine. I'll show you exactly how we deal with that when we go over the content overview for the survey. So let's now dig into the survey. So I've told you a little bit about LeapFrog, given you, I hope, some important information about why surgery centers have started to engage in the survey, or maybe have been doing so since 2019 when we first launched this survey. And also importantly, tried to transparently lay out the goals for our survey and what our main motivation is for doing this work. Now let's dig in and talk about the types of data that we're asking you to submit to our survey. First, we make a hard copy of the survey available on our website. The hard copy of the survey is available in both a Microsoft Word document and a PDF. So you can download either and use that paper copy to start your data collection, to actually record your answers. And all of that should be done before you start entering that data into the online survey tool. The reporting periods and survey questions in the hard copy of the survey match the online survey tool exactly. So you can trust that once you fill out that paper copy, you'll have everything you need to actually successfully complete the online survey tool and go through with your submission. When you download either the Microsoft Word version or the PDF version of the survey, you'll see that it's divided into five sections. Each of the five sections includes the following information. First is general information about LeapFrog standards included in that particular section. That's followed by reporting periods, and the reporting periods are specific to each set of questions. The questions themselves may include endnotes, which should be reviewed before you start your data collection. As I mentioned, every section must be affirmed before it can be submitted in the online survey tool, and the affirmation language is in the hard copy of the survey as well as the online version. And then finally, every section includes reference information that must be used before reporting the answers to the questions in that particular section. The reference information not only includes inclusion and exclusion criteria for that measure, but also sampling instructions and frequently asked questions, all to make sure we're collecting standardized data. Section one of the ASC survey focuses on basic facility information. It includes questions on the number of operating and endoscopic procedure rooms at your facility, the number of adult and pediatric discharges, teaching status, ownership, accreditation, and whether or not you have transfer agreements in place. We also include some questions on health equity and billing practices, such as whether or not pricing information is displayed on your website, and whether or not you're collecting patient self-identified demographic data, such as race and ethnicity, from your patients prior to or at registration. Section 2 focuses on medical, clinical, and surgical staff. It includes questions on training and education of your staff, including proper resuscitation and board certification. So in Section 2, we include questions about advanced cardiovascular life support certification, pediatric advanced life support certification, as well as board certification, not only for physicians and anesthesiologists, but also certified nurse anesthetists. Section 3 focuses on the volume and safety of the procedures performed at your facility. It includes questions on the volume of procedures, as well as questions on patient follow-up, patient selection, informed consent, and the implementation of a safe surgery checklist. For patient follow-up, we actually obtained data for 3 CMS ASCQR measures, including ASC12, which is the rate of unplanned hospital visits after an outpatient colonoscopy, ASC17, which is the rate of unplanned hospital visits after an orthopedic procedure, and ASC18, which is the rate of unplanned hospital visits after a urology procedure. In order for LeapFrog to get the rates of these 3 measures, we get that information directly from the ASCQR website. And all you need to do is provide a valid CMS certification number and national provider identifier in the profile section of the ASC survey via the online survey tool. If you don't perform any of these procedures, so maybe you don't do colonoscopies or orthopedic procedures or urology procedures, it's okay. You're simply scored and publicly reported as does not apply for these measures, and you're able to move on. For the purposes of the survey, we focus on a small number of adult and pediatric procedures that we ask you to report your annual volume on. The procedures that we've selected have to meet certain criteria. So first, they have to be high volume in both ASCs and HOPDs. And we identify these high volume procedures based on an analysis of commercial claims. We did this because, as I described, we want patients and their families, employers, purchasers, and health plans to actually use the data we collect. And so we need to make sure that we're choosing things that hundreds, if not thousands, of people are searching for every year. We also focus on procedures that require moderate to general anesthesia or a nerve block, because sometimes this could be the riskiest part of the procedure, particularly for procedures that last 3, 4, or even 5 hours and are being performed on an outpatient basis. So right now, that means we're focused on procedures in the following surgical specialties: gastroenterology, general surgery, ophthalmology, orthopedics, otolaryngology, urology, neurological surgery, obstetrics and gynecology, and plastic and reconstruction. As I mentioned, for certain of these surgical specialties, we're asking you to report on the volume of both adult and pediatric procedures. So for example, we ask you to report on 3 different adult and pediatric gastroenterology procedures. But you'll see for urology, neurological surgery, obstetrics and gynecology, and plastic and reconstructive surgery, we're only asking you to report on the volume of adult procedures. We also include questions about facility and surgeon volume standards. So there's been now 30 years of research that indicates that patients who have their surgery performed at a facility and by a surgeon with more experience actually have far better outcomes, and that includes lower complication rates. LeapFrog asks ASCs who perform these procedures to report on total hip replacement surgery and total knee replacement surgery. These are 2 volume-sensitive procedures. Facilities that perform these procedures report on their total annual volume, whether their process for privileging surgeons includes requiring the surgeon to meet our minimum volume standard, and whether the facility surgeons use specific criteria to ensure that the procedures are only done on patients who would benefit. Our purchaser and employer members are always concerned that when Leapfrog puts these volume standards in place, it could lead to inappropriate procedures being performed in order to meet those volume standards. Therefore, they've insisted that we include both volume and appropriateness when measuring these things. Section 4 includes measures specifically focused on patient safety. And here, that includes medication and allergy documentation, one of the most common types of errors that can occur in any healthcare setting. It includes participation in the CDC's National Healthcare Safety Network's outpatient procedure component, which is a special online module developed specifically for ambulatory surgery centers, when they can report on both certain types of surgery site infections, as well as same-day outcome measures like wrong site surgery. We include questions on hand hygiene, and we ask whether or not you're implementing three different national quality forum safe practices, including culture of safety, leadership structures and systems, culture measurement, feedback and intervention, and risks and hazards. And these NQF safe practices represent things that researchers, published literature, experts working in surgery centers have agreed that all surgery centers should do these things in order to reduce adverse events and medical errors. We ask how you respond to never events if one were to occur in your facility. And finally, we ask a couple questions about your nursing workforce. If your surgery center isn't yet participating in the CDC's outpatient procedure component, or if you haven't ever administered a culture of safety survey, which we ask about in one of the NQF safe practices, it's okay. You can still do the Leapfrog ASC survey. When you get to those questions, you'll answer no, and then you can move on and report on other questions where you do have the information available. And then finally, as I mentioned, patient experience is a significant focus for both patients and their families, as well as employers, purchasers, and house plans. So on this section of the survey, ASCs are asked to report their top box scores from the patient experience domains included in the OAS CAP survey. Leapfrog accepts responses from your ASC, regardless of whether you're submitting that data to CMS. And so obviously right now, OAS CAP submission to CMS is voluntary for a few more months. So if you are administering the survey but don't yet want to give the data to CMS until it's required, you can still share those top box scores with Leapfrog to fulfill that requirement on the Leapfrog ASC survey. We'll also accept responses if you're administering the CAP survey using modes that have not yet been approved by CMS, such as electronic administration. So if you've been doing the OAS CAP survey, but using a mode that CMS hasn't approved, you can still submit your top box scores to Leapfrog. And then finally, and importantly, this section is only applicable for facilities who do at least 300 eligible procedures. And these are adult procedures only. So we have gotten some questions from some freestanding pediatric surgery centers. And please note that this section of the survey is not applicable to you. You'll answer no to the question about whether or not you did at least 300 eligible procedures and then moved on. And your facility would be scored and publicly reported as does not apply. In order to report those top box scores to Leapfrog, you do need to have at least 100 return surveys, but you can collect those anytime over a 12-month period. So say you just started administering the OAS CAPS survey in January, but you already have 100 return surveys, you can start submitting those top box scores to us anytime. You don't have to wait until you've been administering the survey for the full 12 months. We're just looking for you to have 100 return surveys back. Again here, just like participation in the NHSN OPC, just like the administration of a culture of safety survey, if you're not yet administering the OAS CAP survey, it's okay. You can still do the Leapfrog ASC survey. You'll simply answer no to that question and then move on. I'm going to pause here for just a second and remind you that at any point today, if you have a question, please do go ahead and enter that in the Q&A. Okay, let's keep going. So, as I mentioned, because of the way that our survey results are used, right? So when you submit that survey to us via the online survey tool, we do scoring and public reporting. And that's when that information is visible and can be used. We need to make sure that that data is accurate. So again, each of the five sections of the survey needs to be affirmed on the online survey tool before you can hit that submit button. We have built-in warnings in the online survey tool that looks for inconsistencies both within sections and between sections, kind of like TurboTax. Our help desk does an extensive monthly data verification where we review each response submitted via the online survey tool, and we compare it to both high and low values, as well as previous year survey results and any external results that are available to ensure that you haven't made a data entry or data reporting error. We also randomly select surgery centers on a monthly basis and ask for documentation to verify specific responses submitted via the online survey tool. And then finally, as I mentioned, for the past few years, due to COVID-19, we've been doing virtual data verification in lieu of on-site data verification to add even another layer to our robust protocols to further ensure data accuracy. So now let's go over some of the logistics. So we've done a very high-level overview of the content of the survey. As I've described, you can download today the survey, which is available in both Microsoft Word and a PDF. You can use the paper copy of the survey to do your data collection, review the responses with your facility administrator, and then go ahead and enter that information online and complete the online submission. So let's go over that submission, those submission steps right now. So first, you need to make sure that your facility is performing the procedures that we are focused on. So as I mentioned, you need to be doing procedures in one of those surgical specialties we reviewed. If your ASC is only doing, say, cardiovascular procedures, you're not able to complete an ASC survey at this time. You do need to be doing procedures in one of those surgical specialties we've been reviewing. It's important that you know where to find all of the information related to the ASC survey. So we've developed specific web pages that include everything you need to get started, all the way through your submission, all the way to public reporting. And you can find that information on leapfroggroup.org/ASC. You need a unique 16-digit security code in order to access the online survey tool. I recommend that you not wait until one of our deadlines to get that security code. Go ahead and request it now so you have it when you need it. There's a link in the hard copy of the survey and on our website to the security code request form. As I've described, we want you to download a hard copy of the survey and carefully review that information, including the reference information, which includes important measure specifications, sampling instructions, as well as FAQs. You'll also need to download a CPT code Excel workbook off the survey dashboard. This will include the list of CPT billing codes that you can use in order to report on your volume of procedures for any of the procedures that we collect on. We do ask that you join LeapFrog's NHSN group. Again, that's that outpatient procedures module. Well, even if you don't do one of the procedures related to one of the surgical site infection measures, all ASCs are asked to report on the same day outcome measures, which includes things like falls, transfers, and wrong site surgeries. It's important that early on in the process, you identify individuals who can help you. Some surgery centers actually split up the hard copy of the survey, give everyone a couple sections each, and ask them to return the hard copy with the responses filled in, as well as any documentation in a few weeks, kind of like a divide and conquer approach. While we highly recommend this as a strategy, please remember not to give people just the questions and reporting period, but make sure you include those very important measure specification pages as well. Then you'll complete your hard copy of the survey before you log into the online survey tool. You'll use our survey guide in case you need help navigating the online survey tool. And always be sure you check deadlines so you make sure you don't miss any. Finally, and importantly, we want to make sure that you download and review our scoring algorithms. It's very important that you understand, as you're filling out the survey, exactly how your facility will be scored and publicly reported based on your responses. So what we urge surgery centers to do is to actually fill out that paper copy of the survey, either the Word document or the PDF, download a copy of the scoring algorithms and using a paper and pencil, an Excel worksheet, whatever you want. Look at their responses, look at the scoring algorithms and determine which of the four performance categories your hospital is going to score in for the purposes of public reporting. And I'm going to show you exactly what that looks like in just a second. But it's very, very important that you review those scoring algorithms, which we make available to you. So there are no surprises in what your scored results will look at once they become available on our public reporting website. There's a couple pieces of information you'll need to request a security code. You'll either need to join our NHSN group so we can confirm that someone from your facility is requesting access to your online survey. Or if you're not yet a member of that NHSN group, you can send us a copy of your national accreditation letter or certificate or your county or state business license. Again, we want to make sure that we're only issuing security codes to someone who is formally associated with your organization. So now we've talked about the survey content, the survey logistics. I want to spend some time specifically talking about scoring and public reporting, which in my mind is the most important thing that we do here at LeapFrog. So once you submit your survey via the online survey tool and you hit that submit button, it's important that you actually go to our website and review your scored results. Only those responses that have been submitted via the online survey tool actually get scored and publicly reported. If you fill out the online survey tool and only hit save and never hit submit, no information will be available publicly for your facility. We publicly report survey results beginning on July 25th for facilities that submit their survey by June 30th. So remember I said we have that rolling submission deadline where the survey opens on April 1st and closes on November 3rd, and then we have some intermediate deadlines in between. June 30th is the first and most important of those intermediate deadlines. All ASCs that submit their survey by June 30th will be able to review the results on a confidential ASC details page as early as July 12th, which is 2 full weeks before that same information gets publicly reported. There's a link on your survey dashboard to the ASC details page. It's only available once you've logged in using that 16-digit security code. And the details page includes both intermediate scoring information that we don't publicly report and scored information that we do publicly report. And as I mentioned, if you meet that June 30th deadline, you're going to get a chance to see your scored results on the details page beginning July 12th, 2 full weeks before that information is publicly reported. After July, we refresh the details page on a monthly basis within the first 5 business days of the month following new or updated submissions. And so what that means is that if you missed that June 30th deadline, and say you submit your ASC survey for the first time in August 30th, your results will be scored and publicly reported within the first 5 days of September. As I've mentioned throughout today's session, we also have a public reporting website, which is ratings.leapfroggroup.org. And starting on July 25th, your survey results that you just saw on the confidential details page will then be publicly reported. But again, this shouldn't be the first time that you're looking at the information. If you filled out the paper copy of the survey and use the scoring algorithms to score your ASC's performance on each of the measures, the results on the public website should be no surprise. Just like with the details page, we update the public reporting website after July within the first 5 business days of the month to reflect both new submissions and updates to previous submissions. And so again, we're gonna not let those results be frozen for a long time. We're gonna update them almost on a monthly basis throughout the survey cycle. To publicly report our results, we use what we call performance categories. And that means as you respond to the questions in the LeapFrog ASC survey, We use your responses to decide if your ASC achieves our standard, which is a national standard established by LeapFrog, if you've earned considerable achievement, some achievement, or limited achievement. The highest score is achieve the standard, and the lowest score is limited achievement. We have additional scoring terms that we use as well. Does not apply is used if you don't report on a particular procedure or you don't perform a particular procedure. So for example, if your facility doesn't perform colonoscopies, for that patient follow-up colonoscopy measure, you'd be scored and publicly reported as does not apply. We use unable to calculate score if you do something and you report on it, but your sample size wasn't large enough for us to reliably calculate a score. We only use decline to respond for facilities that haven't submitted a survey. But again, if you do it later in the year, even in September, October, and November, the decline to respond will be updated with your actual survey results. And then finally, as I mentioned, we do this robust data verification. If we send you a data verification message and you don't respond to us, we'll update your results to something called pending LeapFrog verification, which indicates that your survey responses are currently under review. In order to show progress towards achieving our standards, right? So what does it take? We use these cell phone bar icons where 4 filled bars equals achieve the standard, 3 filled bars equals considerable achievement, 2 filled bars equals some achievement, and 1 filled bar equals limited achievement. And that means for every measure on the survey, what you'll see when you go to our public reporting website is the measure name, a description of LeapFrog standard, which is also outlined in detail in the scoring algorithms document, as well as the hospital or ASC's progress towards achieving our standard. And I say hospital or ASC's progress because, as a reminder, LeapFrog's rating website includes both results from a LeapFrog hospital survey and the LeapFrog ASC survey. And we use these same performance categories and these same icons for both hospitals and surgery centers. If you haven't had a chance to, please do visit that website at ratings.leapfroggroup.org. When you get there, you can search for both hospitals and surgery centers by name, by location, procedure type, or use the guided search function if you need a little bit more information. As a reminder, hospitals and ASCs that don't submit a survey by that first deadline, June 30th, are initially publicly reported as declined to respond starting in July. But if you go ahead and submit in July, August, September, October, even November, that declined to respond indicator will be updated with your actual ASC survey results. You can also see here that you can search on our public reporting website for the facilities that do the same day procedure that you need. So remember how I said we collect volume of procedures on certain high volume procedures that we know are being done in ASCs and HOPDs? And that's so visitors to our website can come here, use this procedure search, and only find those places that do the same day surgery they're actually going to have to schedule. So as you can see from my screen, we indicate to visitors that LeapFrog collects information about certain common same-day surgeries that don't require an overnight stay from both hospitals and surgery centers. And you can search for both adult procedures and pediatric procedures. So don't forget, for a number of the surgical specialties, we are also collecting pediatric volumes. And that's so people who need a surgery for their child can search for it here. Once you've selected an adult or pediatric procedure from our drop-down menu, you can then further narrow your choice by searching for only those facilities that are close to you. And you can set some mile parameters like 10, 20, or even 50 miles. Once you get a listing of your search results, you can compare up to 3 facilities side by side. In this screenshot, I've chosen 2 surgery centers and 1 hospital. You can also choose 3 hospitals. You can also choose 3 surgery centers. You can choose 1 surgery center and 1 hospital. But this really helps us meet our mission of making it easy for patients and their families to compare side by side the safety and quality of facilities who do the exact procedure they need. Once you've selected the facilities to compare, you can actually see their survey results side by side. The reason that this is important is because if you find that, for example, you need a knee arthroscopy, and there are three facilities in your geographic region that do this particular knee arthroscopy procedure, and maybe one of them can get you in a month, but one of them is going to take 3 months. If you know they're all safe, the timetable in which they can get that procedure scheduled may be the thing that you use to make a final decision. In other instances, your health plan may be displaying cost information. So perhaps there's a cost differential, particularly for patients that have high deductible health plans, often paired with an FSA. In that case, your health plan will also often show you the costs of having the procedure done at one type of healthcare setting versus another. With that cost information, you can then come to LeapFrog website, look up those facilities, look at their quality and safety information, and then have a more comprehensive picture before you decide where to start calling and scheduling that procedure. So these ratings are used by consumers in a number of different ways, and being able to do these side-by-side comparisons is extremely important to the people that visit our website. So let's talk a little bit more about how survey results are used. Again, as I really tried to stress throughout today's presentation, our help desk is available to make sure that you have all the technical support you need to do your data collection and report accurately to the survey itself. Once those responses get transmitted to us via the online survey tool, it's then our job to make sure that your survey results get used in the marketplace by patients, by employers and purchasers, and by others. And we do that in many different ways. So first, we work directly with our purchaser and employer members to educate and inform their health plan enrollees. Some of them actually print out results from our ratings website during their open enrollment period, so that information is at the fingertips of their covered lives. Our purchasers and employers also use survey results to recognize and do local recognitions for facilities who have met our national standards. For example, in Pennsylvania, the Greater Philadelphia Business Coalition on Health just held an in-person half-day-long meeting where they celebrated both hospitals and surgery centers who did a particularly good job on the LeapFrog Hospital and or ASC survey. Many of their employer members came to that meeting, talked to the facilities, learned what they were doing. It's really a great opportunity to promote your safety and quality with your local employer community. They also use that information to negotiate contracts with their health plans directly with hospitals and ASCs. As I mentioned, healthcare consumers and their families come to our free website to actually compare facilities and use that information to decide where to receive care. Health plans, transparency vendors like WebMD and others use survey results to design consumer education tools, to perform important market analysis, to inform contracting decisions. And in order to do any of these things, they actually license the survey results directly from LeapFrog. And the revenue from those data licenses is used to support the ongoing administration of the surveys, so we can always offer it to you for free. LeapFrog, so our organization, uses results from the ASC survey to designate top ASCs each year. Top ASCs have excelled on a number of the measures on the LeapFrog ASC survey. ASC winners are acknowledged in a national press release and on LeapFrog's website and invited to accept their award in an in-person awards dinner in Washington, D.C. in December. To be considered for top ASC, you must submit your survey by August 31st. That's the second of those important interim deadlines that I've mentioned. This is a video which is available on our website of someone from Knoxville Orthopedic Surgery Center who is a two-time, so 2021 and 2022, LeapFrog top ASC winner. And then finally, our surgery center results, as well as our hospital survey results, are used by our national media partner. We have a formal relationship with digital platform money.com, which is a financial news online magazine, to do a series of best in healthcare lists that highlight surgery centers and hospitals that have done a particularly good job on certain aspects of the LeapFrog ASC or hospital survey. They do a lot of editorial around these lists, push it out to their readers, and are really trying to do more to advance both the financial literacy and the health literacy of their readers. And then finally, when I'm on these long webinars, I always remember the last thing anyone ever told me. And so I always like to end with deadlines. And there are some important ones coming up. So we've talked a little about the June 30th submission deadline. If you submit their survey by June 30th, your results will be publicly reported by July 25th. If you miss that June 30th submission deadline, you can still submit, but in July, it will be initially publicly reported as declined to respond. August 31st is that very important top ASC deadline. If you want to be eligible for that important national recognition, you've got to have those surveys in no later than August 31st. No new surveys can be submitted after November 30th. So if you're thinking about submitting for the first time this year, try to make the June 30th deadline, try to make that August 31st deadline. But if you miss both of those, November 30th is the absolute last day you can hit that submit button. The months of December and January are reserved as a correction period for facilities that did submit their survey by November 30th. It gives you a couple extra months if you need to respond to or resolve any data verification messages from our help desk. There's more information about deadlines on our website, again, leapfroggroup.org/ASC. And there's some additional information about deadlines to join our NHSN group. And then finally, as I mentioned, we have these dedicated web pages, so it's easy to find everything you need from the hard copy of the survey to deadlines to scoring algorithms. So go to leapfroggroup.org/ASC and click around to get familiar with our ASC web pages. We include direct links to the survey, the deadline, information to help you get started, including that survey overview PDF. We also post announcements here, so you can always be kept up to date on various news throughout the survey cycle. We have many survey materials that we want to make sure you review, including the hard copy of the survey and scoring algorithms. We also have an ASC survey binder, which outlines examples of documents and materials that you should keep for survey verification. So if we ask you if you have a policy in place and you go to find the policy and figure out that you can answer yes, don't put the policy back, make a copy and keep it in the binder so you have it in case you're selected for random documentation. We have these free town hall calls throughout the year to give you an overview of the content, logistics, and deadline. But if you want something more personalized, you can also contact the help desk and ask for a one-on-one orientation and technical assistance call, where we can schedule it so that others within your facility can join as well and ask their questions and get any support you need to be successful this year. And then finally, our dedicated help desk fields hundreds of questions every month. So please feel free to submit as many tickets as you need to in order to have all your questions answered. All of this information, including that link to our help desk, is also available at leapfroggroup.org/ASC. And then finally, some quick links. Once we make these slides, the recording and the transcript of the Q&A available, you can quickly access the 16-digit security code request form and all of this information using these quick links. But as I mentioned, the most important thing I want you to remember today is to download a hard copy of that survey, start reviewing the requirements. Once you have your data collected, make sure you're referencing that scoring algorithm so you know exactly what your survey results will be when they're publicly reported in July. Please make sure that you're frequently checking against our deadlines. So if you're trying to be a top ASC, you don't miss that all-important August 35th submission deadline. And then finally, if any of you are going to be at ASCA's 2023 forum this year in Louisville, Kentucky, which is in just a couple days, please come visit us. LeapFrog will be staffing a booth. It's booth 1005, right near the backyard area, so where they have the turf and the games and the comfortable chairs for you to hang out in between sessions. LeapFrog will be at booth 1005. There'll be three of us there. We'd love to talk to you, answer questions, just say hi. So if you're participating in ASCA 2023 next week in Louisville, Kentucky, please take a minute and come by and say hi. I'll stop there and see if there's any questions. I'm actually going to go ahead because I saw one question and put back the screenshots of where you can find that Q&A icon. So again, if you have a question, go ahead and locate the Zoom toolbar. It should be a black bar at the bottom of your screen. When you hover over it, you should see the Q&A icon. When you click on that, you'll get a pop-up box where you can type any of your questions. At this point, you can also use the raise hand function. That's the second screenshot at the bottom of my screen. If I see anyone that has a raised hand, I can go ahead and take you off mute and you can ask your question live. So I'm going to pause for just a second and give folks a chance to ask any additional questions or to raise their hand. So again, if you have any additional questions, you can raise your hand and I can take you off mute, or you can use that Zoom Q&A. I'm going to leave this up just for 10 more seconds in case there are any last minute questions. All right, well, thank you very much for joining us. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Please feel free to contact the help desk if you had a question that you didn't get answered today. And again, if you'll be at ASCA next week, please come by to our booth and say hi. We will be posting slides, the recording, and the transcript on our website at leapfroggroup.org/ASC. Thanks so much, everyone, and have a great day.